God's ticking round.
I'll see you next week. To be clear, this is no longer my music.
Welcome to Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. I'm Ben.
I'm Lauren.
Thank you, DJ Helen, for a great show. And Lauren and I actually came prepared with a theme.
Shockingly,
for this week.
Yes.
The theme is heat wave.
We might be late, but we do have a theme.
So the theme is heat wave. This was given to us by DJ Paprika, and thank you for the idea.
Phonomancers?
Anonymous. Yeah. At 8 p.m. on Mondays.
At 8 p.m. on Mondays. Great show. Tune in if you can.
And so I think we're doing heat wave because, I mean, today it's not super warm. It's like 40 degrees, but on Wednesday it's going to be 70. And
yeah, what?
I have this theory. Well, it's not really a theory, but I've noticed that the past 2 years, each semester in February, there has been one really hot day in like late February. And like everyone, like crowds the Pres Lawn, and then they all get muddy because it's dirty and wet. And I remember I wore shorts in sophomore year, and then last year on that really hot day I was sick in bed, but I opened the windows and it was very nice. Speaking of that, I live in a house with 5 people. 4 of them have been sick in the past week.
No.
And I have not.
Oh, no.
2 with the virus, 1 with the flu, and 1 with Noro.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, what if I get all 3 at the same time?
It goes with that. Honestly, if you live in a house, I think there's a PSA on living in a house.
Really?
And being like not sick.
Let me filthy. See if
I can find it. I feel like Amy read it when she guest starred on the show. I'll see if I can find it and read it, but it's about like cleaning doorknobs and stuff like that. So if you live in a house, just like, you know, clean your doorknobs every now and then. Clean your light switches. Those can get dirty. But that's not what this is about. That's not what our show is about today.
I have a song
to start off.
To start us off with.
Start the heat wave.
Yeah. So I don't know if anyone, when I think of heat wave, I think of, you know, think of water. I think of lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I think of is the animated movie Shark Tale. Did you ever see it?
I did, but I don't think I'm quite understanding the connection to
So
heat wave.
There's this song on Shark Tale called Car Wash with Missy Elliott and Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful. The fish in that movie are far too sexy for any children's eyes. Angelina Jolie plays the sexiest fish to ever exist.
This is true. This
but
is very true.
I think this song just makes me feel like summer. It makes me feel youthful.
Mm.
Makes me feel like, you know.
Should I play it?
Am I
doing the...
Yeah. Okay. I don't have anything with me to...
Car Wash.
Uh-huh.
By...
Just search like Shark Tale. Or, search Car Wash from Shark Tale.
Got it. Cool Kids.
I think that version will work.
Okay, we'll try it.
I played it at a party this weekend.
That's a great party song, actually. I love that.
Yeah.
1 week we should do a themed episode that's called like Party Playlist.
Oh, that's fun.
That would be really fun.
That'll be next week.
So tune in next week.
Wow, we have a theme already.
Okay, this is
Car Wash
from the critically acclaimed movie Shark Tale.
I think it was nominated for an Oscar. I'm not kidding. For best animated film. It's there's not a lot of competition.
I hope it was.
Okay, I'll find out. We'll tell you after
we'll tell
the
you
break.
After the song, a little anticipation.
Your small tuna fish and one big catch.
Now this is a Shark Tale.
Here we go again.
Your small tuna fish and one big catch.
Say what?
Phenomenal hit.
Your small tuna fish and one big catch.
Ooh, da 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 da.
Work it.
Car wash, car wash.
Yeah, I'll work it.
This is a Shark
Tale. Here we go again.
This is a
phenomenal
hit.
Car wash.
Yeah, let's drop it on the right there.
Oh!
Okay, that was, I loved that. So we, if you were listening, we might have played the wrong version in the beginning. Quickly corrected
we
that.
We did play the wrong. We played a cover.
I did play the wrong version.
No, no, it was, I told you to play that because the real version isn't on Spotify.
It's not on Spotify. I thought it was, but then quickly switched to
YouTube. Oh my
God,
I just like sniffled into the mic. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Version. You cannot be getting sick right now.
No, I'm not.
It's heat wave weather.
I know. If I'm sick for the second heat wave out of three, I'll be so sad.
So what are you going to do? Let's say we have a 70 degree day. Let's say it works out and it's like sunny and it's everything's not super mushy and wet outside. What are you going to do on the heat wave?
Well, I have a packed calendar, Lauren.
Do you?
Unfortunately, I have to go to math class. Mm-hmm. Then I have to go talk to future American studies majors about if they should write a thesis. Mm-hmm. Then I have a thesis meeting. Then I have therapy. So, you know, it's really just going to be a...
So there's really no room
walking
just,
around yeah. to, from a vent in the heat. Yeah. But I'll wear shorts maybe.
Oh.
Just for the gag okay. of it all, you know?
I love
what
it.
What about you? I'll open my windows.
Great. I'm going to open all the windows in my house and air it out. Because, you know, like in... Because like our houses, I feel like, are really old houses.
Yes.
And they're not very well ventilated. And the airflow just doesn't really happen at all.
My window's open right now. And it's like... Because it's just... I'm trying to get the germs.
Yes,
out.
I had my window open this morning because it just like it was stuffy in my house. So.
And the heat is so dry.
It's so dry. And also like, yeah, and just like my kitchen's not well ventilated. Like we had this whole debacle where one of my housemates cooked fish.
It smelled like fish forever.
It smelled like fish. The
fish
lingering
date.
Scent of fish like lasted for like 5 days.
Oh my God.
And then we just kind of picked a day and opened up all the windows in the house and it now smells lovely in there again. But yeah, I'm going to ventilate my house. Like that's like number one priority for heat wave day. And then like maybe I'll sit on the press lawn and like, you know,
bring a blanket so you don't get muddy.
Yeah, bring a blanket. Although I just feel like the press lawn is kind of like it gets like overrun by bros.
Yes. You know what? So my friend Ari, he's definitely not listening. Mm-hmm. He tried to make this thing happen called Dranitz, which okay, so Dranitz. When you're walking out of the CC up to Tisch, so you walk right out of the CC and there's that crosswalk, you cross through the gates and then you know that's the path that kind of veers left.
Yeah.
So right in front of you there's this grass in front of Tisch and the name of that part of Tisch is called the Dranitz Tower.
Really?
And no one calls it that, but he'd be like, meet me on Dranitz. So maybe I'll go to Dranitz.
Dranitz instead of the Preslan. I kind of like that.
We endorse Dranitz.
As like an alternative space. Yeah, I love that.
What else will I do?
I will...
Maybe I'll make a mojito.
No.
Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we're 21.
Yeah, I'm 21 and I'm not drinking it in the studio.
Responsibly consume a mojito.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
I love a mojito.
I love a good mojito. I even feel like not good mojitos are like
you
good
can say crap.
Can I say crap
you
mojitos?
Can say crap, Lauren.
I feel like crap mojitos are good mojitos.
It's just
they're
sugar
good.
And mint and rum.
And rum. Yeah. Like you can't mess it up all that much. Okay, so I have a song to play, actually.
Does it make you think of summer and warm times?
It does, because, okay, as we've talked about...
Is it Sufjan Stevens crying into the microphone?
Sufjan Stevens. For those of you that know me, I don't really listen to happy music at all. So to find an uplifting song in my library can sometimes be a challenge. But I do make monthly playlists for those of you that I haven't heard me talk about it before because I do talk about it a lot. I'm getting an eye roll right now.
No eye roll. You mislooked.
So anyway, recently I've actually been going back and listening to my playlists from like March and April of last year.
When I was abroad. You know, I don't think you mentioned abroad at all last show.
I haven't actually.
That was so impressive.
I don't think I have since we've been back.
Wow.
I have not spoken of it. So it's time. But anyway, but like in Paris, like January, February were just miserable and cold and disgusting. But then like March hit and like the sun was shining and flowers were blossoming and children were playing and it just was marvelous.
I would like that minus the children.
So I have been listening to some of those playlists lately to kind of hype me up a bit. So maybe I'm going to play a song from there. I'm going to play a song called Cool Blue by the Japanese House from my March 2017 playlist. Follow me on Spotify.
What happened in March 2017, like in pop culture? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
March 2017. Well.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Right.
Was there any big moments?
Was that like. It was around the French elections. I'm contextualizing this in terms of my experience in Paris because I wasn't in America for March 2017.
While we're doing that, we forgot to say, you know what? We'll talk about March 2017 and what it was like after the song.
Sure.
But I forgot to inform you all.
Yeah.
Shark Tale was, in fact, nominated for an Oscar. So everyone who thinks it's a bad movie can really just...
Also, can we talk about how Boss Baby is also nominated for an Oscar?
Honestly, I heard that and I was like, what the heck is Boss Baby? And then I watched the trailer. I want to see that movie so bad.
So when I went on my Alaskan cruise, they played Boss Baby like 10 times in the outdoor movie theater.
Oh my God.
I was in the hot tub trying to drink my free mojito, they kept playing Boss Baby like over and over and over again. So I've seen like parts of that movie, but I don't think I've ever like seen the full, like in its entirety.
That's really funny.
But it is like, I mean, like, I guess it's kind of about like capitalism in a way.
What, Lauren? And, like, give me the discourse.
It's like about, I don't know. Honestly, this is drunk me from the hot tub trying not to listen to Boss Baby happening.
You know, Boss Baby won $500 million, and it cost $125 million to make that movie. Something I will say about Shark Tale, speaking of how you saw Boss Baby, yeah, was the first time I saw Shark Tale was when my dad was shopping for a TV. And it was 2004. It came out in 2004, so I was probably like 9. He dragged me along. And you know how like TV stores play things on the TV? So 4 TVs were playing Shark Tale, and my dad was taking so long, so I just sat in front of the TV and I watched it, and I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. And then I made my dad go to the Blockbuster on our way back from the TV store so we could get Shark Tale so I could finish it. And I would just rewind, and the last scene is car wash. And I would just rewind it so I could just watch that scene over and over, and I would get up and I would dance to it by myself.
I love that.
Okay.
What a beautiful memory. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. And sexy Angelina Jolie fish.
Angelina Jolie. How did they make the
fish so sexy? Like, who was thought that was a good idea? Sorry. Okay. Let's just play your song.
She's got curves. It's a curvy,
beautiful. I know.
Okay. We're going to listen to a song from March 2017 playlist, In the Spirit of the Heat Wave. This is Cool Blue by The Japanese House.
These things, they slow me
Okay, that was Cool Blue by the Japanese House from my March 2017 Spotify playlist.
That was a lovely song. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Thank you.
But Heat Wave.
Are you kidding me? That was, I feel like that was as upbeat as I'll ever listen to.
Everyone, give Lauren a hug next time you see her. Hey, did you know that Minions movie is the 14th highest grossing film of all time?
I think that's astounding. What is the highest grossing animated film of all time? Wait, don't tell me. Should I guess?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. And I'll get up the...
Okay. The highest grossing animated film is... Wait, it wasn't... Is it Minions? Or like Despicable Me?
I'm going to get up the thing.
I'm going to guess Despicable Me because I feel like that franchise has...
You're forgetting one that was... So Minions is number two.
Okay.
But you're forgetting one that... When I say it, you'll be like, oh, I know that. Recent? Well, like, not like last year, but like...
Okay. Oh, Inside Out?
No.
I don't know. What is it?
Frozen.
Okay.
And then Toy Story 3.
And Toy Story 3. Okay.
Frozen was like such a thing, remember? It just like never ended.
Such a thing.
My little cousins just like wouldn't... ever shut up about it.
I was a camp counselor, and the thing to do, I had kindergarten girls, the thing to do was play Frozen, and it was a big fight over who was Anna and who was Elsa, because there's only two of them, and there's like seven girls, and they all want to be Anna and Elsa. But I'm just waiting for like in the next like 3 years when every child will be named Anna and Elsa.
Jesus. Did you see Finding Dory?
I did see Finding Dory.
Was it good?
It was good. It doesn't compare to Finding Nemo, in my opinion.
I've only seen Finding Nemo in Spanish. You know this story about me?
I do not know this story about you.
When I was little, I was very afraid of a lot of things. And my parents took me to see Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
You know that scene where like the shark, before they become friends, is like... And you think that he's going to eat them?
Yeah.
I ran out of the theater crying. So afraid. And I wouldn't go back in. So my dad stayed with my sister and my mom, and I left.
Yeah.
And then in like sixth grade, my Spanish teacher had to fly home to where her father was living because he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone for like 3 weeks. So we just watched Finding Nemo in Spanish on loop.
Oh my God.
Because they didn't want to pay to get a substitute.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. I think I've seen Finding Nemo in French, in like a French class, but I really like that movie. I was never a kid who was like afraid of movies that much. My little brother is, though. He's like, he gets very scared, especially
in the
movie
theater.
He just turned 9. And so when he was maybe 6 or 7, I took him to see Inside Out in the theater. And there was like one part where it was kind of like an action sequence that happened.
Oh, I think I know
and
which
like,
part.
Yeah, and everything got really quiet after that. And we're like in this like crowded theater, and he just like looks at me and he's like, I'm mad at you for making me watch this. I was like, I'm sorry.
That's a little dramatic.
But he didn't run out of the theater, so...
What's his name again?
Parker? Yeah. Okay, Heat Wave. Getting back to the Heat Wave.
Oh, should I think of a song?
What's your favorite summer movie?
Oh, I don't know, but you know what was so fun?
What?
This summer, outside when we watched Hairspray.
Oh my gosh, that was really
right? On the projector?
Okay, Heat Wave activity. If you can be outside, what happened was one of Ben's friends... It was like a sheet, and I had a projector. Yeah, and they hung the white sheet on the side of their house, and there was the projector.
We just drank some wine.
And we drank wine and sat outside and watched Hairspray.
That was my 21st birthday.
It was really fun.
I know,
we
right?
should do that again.
I know, but my projector broke. Well, the light bulb like went out, but projector light bulbs are actually really expensive.
Yeah.
Because we have that projector because someone just left it in our house.
Oh my gosh, that's nice. That's
I loved that projector,
though.
That was
really fun. Okay, that's a good heat wave activity.
Yeah.
Drink mojitos.
Watch a musical.
Watch a musical outside.
Should we play a song from Hairspray?
Yeah, we should.
I don't actually know if we've ever played a song from Hairspray.
We don't really play... So shockingly, we don't play stuff from musicals that much.
We don't. Okay, can you on Spotify get up Hairspray original Broadway cast?
Can I request I Can Hear the Bells?
I didn't want to do that
one. No, I love that song. Okay, we can
No. Okay. Why don't we do more than one song from Hairspray.
Okay. So on Sorry, Spotify, folks. Wait, do you want the original Broadway cast? Because I think, oh wait, here we go.
I think the original Broadway cast is better, but if you want to hear the voices of the people you could recognize,
right,
then do the movie. It's
original,
up to you.
Let's do, well, we can do original Broadway cast.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want to listen to?
What song is like, hey mama, hey mama, I'm a big girl now? Oh, that's the one I want.
Isn't that during like, don't they play that during like the credits?
No.
Is that like a real?
That's You Can't Stop the Beat. No. It says, mama, I'm a big girl now.
Oh, wait, I found it. Okay.
Why don't we just play both? Because they come right after each other.
Perfect.
And
I'm,
then,
I'm here for that.
Sorry, folks. Deal with it. This okay. is our show, our rules.
Okay, here are two songs from Hairspray featuring the original Broadway cast. Enjoy.
Me?
Don't disobey me.
Don't even think about going to that audition.
Please?
No.
Mother?
Stop
telling me what to do.
Don't
treat me like a child of two.
No!
I know that you want what's best.
Please!
But mother, please, give it a rest!
Stop, don't, no!
She won't allow, 'cause mama, I'm a big girl now.
Oh, Tracy.
Once upon a time I used to play with toys, but now I'd rather play around with teenage boys. So if I get a hickey, please don't have a cow, 'cause mama, I'm a big girl now. Ma, I gotta tell you that without a doubt I get my best dancing lessons from you. You're the one who taught me how to twist and shout, because you shout when he tapped me and knocked me off my feet. One little touch and now my life's complete. 'Cause when he nudged me, love put me in a fix. Yes, it hit me just like a ton of bricks. Yes, my heart
burst. Now I know what life's about. One little touch and love's knocked me out. And I can hear the bells. My head is spinning. I can hear the bells. Something's beginning. Everybody says that a girl who looks like me can't win his love. Well, just wait and see. 'Cause I can hear the bells. Just hear them chiming. I can hear the bells. My temperature's climbing. I can't contain my joy. 'Cause I finally found the boy I've been missing. Listen, I can hear the bells. Round one, he'll ask me on a date. And then round two, I'll primp but won't be late. Because round three's when we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far. Then round four, he'll ask me for my hand. And then round five, we'll book the wedding band. So by round six, Amber, much to your surprise, this heavyweight champion takes the prize.
Hear the bells, Lauren.
That was wonderful. I can hear the bells. I love that song. It's so fun.
Somebody was recently telling me, and I'm not going to name names, that her housemate, like at Tufts, who's a Tufts student, is engaged.
Oh gosh.
And is like our age.
You know, it's funny you say that because a girl I went to high school with got married yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
You weren't invited?
Shockingly, I was not invited. But congrats. To that girl who got married.
Kaylee, is that her name? That was so mean. I'm sorry. Tina, what's that meme of like the blonde southern looking woman who's pregnant and it's the chalkboard and it's like the names? Do you know what I'm talking about? And the names are like Kaylee, like Ashlyn, like Hayden.
No, I don't think I've seen
And they're
that.
Like crossed out. And then like,
oh, you know, I know what you're talking about.
It's like, search like white woman pregnant chalkboard meme.
She's like trying to figure out baby names.
Yeah, but then like, people like will Photoshop the name to be something else. But it's just so funny. Either way, can you imagine being engaged right now?
God, no, I cannot. Congrats to whoever is out there engaged. Yes, here it is. It's like this mom and it's like her. So she's pregnant. She's holding her belly. She looks very like southern and whatever. And she's trying to pick names for her child. And there's like four names that are crossed out and then the last one circled like it's the one she picked. And so there's various iterations of this meme, but the names that are crossed out are like
Taylee, McCarty,
Navy, Maylee, and then the last one is like the circled one. And
Lakin.
And so I saw this one that was like crystal meth. Can I say that?
There's one But like navy is spelled N-A-Y-V-I-E. Oh my God.
Funny. I saw one that was like, and I saw one that like people were like criticizing like Kim and Kanye's baby names, and then it was like, but like white people name their babies like Navy with a Y.
I love that meme. I've seen such funny ones, but now none of them. I'll just have to remember to use it again. You know what? I'll make one when when we find out who Spring Fling is. I'll Photoshop that person's name into the circle, but then it will be Fergie.
Love it.
If it's Fergie for Spring Fling, I will recant every single mean thing I have ever said about this university.
Although, did you see?
Yes, it is so
Fergie's
funny.
National anthem performance. Wait,
there was
should we play a clip of it?
Yes.
It's like, it's just like the way she sings it. It's like kind of got this like jazzy, like Chicago feel to it, but it's just so misplaced.
There's this, it does feel Chicago-esque. There's this tweet I saw that says, Fergie sang the Star Spangled Banner like she hates this country. I don't see the problem.
I love that. Okay,
it's
I'm gonna play a clip of it. I'll keep us on. But here's just real quick Fergie singing the national anthem.
Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
An acclaimed singer, songwriter.
I'm gonna fast forward. Okay, here we go.
Honestly, we could play the whole thing. You'll leave us on the mic, right?
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly
lay wait.
And then the faces of the basketball
they're like, what the
listening.
Hell is happening?
Because this is at the, this is at like the NBA All-Star game.
And you know by like the music accompaniment, like she worked on this.
Right. Like she like made this like version. She like did her arrangement.
Bye.
Oh, God.
I saw another tweet. Wait.
It's just like there's one basketball player from the Warriors called Draymond Green, and he is like borderline laughing during this, and it's so funny to watch him try to keep it together.
I saw something that was like, it's because Fergie's voice was kneeling during the national anthem or something like that.
I love that.
It's so bad. It's,
and Fergie's not a bad singer.
No.
That's the thing.
You know what I've been listening to a lot recently?
What? I honestly think we should just play this on loop behind us when we're talking.
Wait, I would love that. I've been listening recently to Clumsy. We played it on the show.
On the
I know.
Show last time.
I just can't stop listening to it. Oh, ready. See, she can sing.
She's hitting a note there.
And the home of the
Brother.
Which is going to end on a good note. Here we go.
The B and the R.
Let's play some basketball. Okay.
The B and the R were shaky, but then the A was pretty good.
Right.
You know, Fergie. Maybe like she's trying to rebrand, you know?
Interesting.
Because her last album really flopped. She released a music video for every song. Nobody watched
she
them.
She released a music video for every song.
Yeah.
I did not know
like,
that.
She
and
was releasing...
I'm a fan of Fergie.
Exactly, Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, MILF Money was great.
MILF Money was good.
That music video really just took the life out of my gay soul. With Kim K and Chrissy Teigen.
That was really good. I'm surprised. I mean, the music video was so fun, but the song, it wasn't that good. You know what I mean? Agree to disagree, but like.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just like.
I'll admit
it. Or like that song that was like the LA, Tokyo.
Oh my
God,
LA Love, where she's just like.
LA Love.
She's like, sometimes she's saying cities, and then she'll just be like, Jamaica. She'll be like, Miami, London, Sao Africa. Paulo, Jamaica. Like, it's so stupid. It's just like, there's probably five words in that song that aren't just the names of locations.
So during the heat wave, maybe write to Fergie a letter of support saying that we still love her and want her to come to Spring Fling.
We stand the skinny legend.
We stand the skinny legend.
Oh, you know what? Should we play some Mariah? For to talk no never mind. I was just thinking because of Skinny Legend.
I'm gonna read a PSA while you pick a song.
I have a song.
Okay, well first I'm gonna read a PSA.
Okay.
let's see. Oh, Tufts Art Gallery PSA. Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions are related. And related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Ave on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. A PSA.
Lauren, when we're off the air, I have to tell you some Tufts University Art Gallery drama.
Really?
That I can't say on the air because I don't have substantial proof.
Okay, well, let's get to that then. So what song are we going to play?
Okay, this is a song that our good friend Priyanka showed me today. Mm-hmm. It's called MapQuest, one word, by Moss Yasa, S-Y-S-A.
Yes, I got it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Priyanka has such a good show, and I feel like I the snippets of it that I've listened to kind of like she was before ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before our show. Like, I've gotten a lot of good jams from
her.
Yeah,
we stand.
So we totally stand. Phonomancers Anonymous.
Phonomancers?
Phonomancers.
Anonymous. Sorry,
DJ Paprika.
I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed. Are you still listening? I hope not, maybe.
Okay, thanks for the suggestion. We are going to play it right now. That was really fun. Good suggestion.
That was a short song.
That was a really short song. Should I play another song from my spring playlist?
Yeah, it be upbeat?
No, probably not. let's play. I'm going to play a song from April 2017. Ooh. Let's see. What's on here? Liability by Lorde. Should I play that?
Yeah. I mean Liability is sad, though.
So sad.
What about Supercut? Have we played that recently?
Played what?
Supercut by Lorde?
No, we haven't,
It's just
actually.
A supercut of us.
No, let's play that.
Supercut.
I'm also going to play... No, these are all sad songs. Okay, I'm going to play one song that I really was a jam into. It's called Caution Cares by Hayden Kalnan, and then we'll play Lorde after that.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
Magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio.
radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just the supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just the supercut of us. And cars, all the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because all the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. All the moments I play in the dark, I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because all the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent, come home to my heart.
Okay, that was really two great uplifting, upbeat songs because we are two uplifting and upbeat
people. Yeah, one had the words, death is a part of life. I don't know if you could hear me. I was far
death
away from the
mic. Death is upon you.
Death is upon, like, me. Lauren, play a fun song. Lauren, sure. Death is upon you.
I'm so sorry. Well, on that note, thanks for tuning in this week. It's been a fun one.
Do we have any recommended reads? We forgot.
Oh, well, I was talking to Ben about this during one of the songs, but I did see Black Panther, and I have read a lot of really interesting think pieces on it. So if you want some think piece recommendations, hit me up. Boston Review had a good one. New York Times had a good one. I don't know. I've been reading. Just Google it, and you'll find
a bunch. I love watching something and then reading a bunch about it.
Oh, 100%.
I read this really fun, weird article about this breakup museum in Croatia. Like, it's a museum dedicated to breakups.
Oh, cool.
And basically you like give something to the museum that like reminds you of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Virginia Quarterly Review. It's interesting.
What would you give a museum to remind them, to remind you?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't know, actually. I have to think about it.
Well, think about that until we meet again next week. Thanks for listening. This has been Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. We're back next week with a theme. Wait, we already decided the theme. What was it? I already forgot it. Not quite ready. Well,
I don't remember.
Yeah, I did just take you up here. I'm sorry.
What's happening?
No, I'm sorry. I've touched a button. Yeah, well.
Wait, let's figure it out. What was the theme?
I can't remember.
It was like.
We just thought of it.
Party music. Party theme.
Party playlist. Okay, if you have a party playlist that is worth sharing on air, text it to us, Facebook message it to us, email us at himhuntersinternational@gmail.com. That's not a real email. And we will talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Have a good week. Enjoy the heat wave.
Been a long time. A real long time. Real long. Please hear me, Ohio, your daughter wants to come home. She longs to be with you, to hug you, to kiss you, to never leave her alone. That dance on the sidewalk, just waving at taxis like horses in parades and passing. I ask where she's headed, she tells me, Ohio, I've not seen my mother in ages. Of Ohio, I wish she belonged to me.